You said that you lived the subsistence lifestyle and worked part-time for a BLM firefighter.
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of things do you do now for to make ends meet?
Oh, I still go firefighting every summer, and then I work on construction or hair banks. But like I said, I've only got 3 months. I work most of the year for school district now, too. But now I practically live on unemployment if there's no job available here in town, you know. I don't like to go to work out too far out of town. I could, but I don't want to because that put a stop to my fishing. I won't do any fishing if I got a job out of circle.
Mm-hmm. Or hunting too.
Mm-hmm.
Did your dad teach you a lot of knowledge about the what white people call the geography of the area, the land and the rivers and the?
Well, not very much around here, because like I said, my dad was a subsistent hunter and fisher too, but he's also, like me, he led a subsistent lifestyle, and he did a lot of work around hot springs, you know, carpentry, and he worked with them up in the mining district, and he had a couple of jobs out of Fairbanks. And so he didn't really do a lot of trapping, because he always had to have a job too.
Can you tell me anything about his mining activities?
Well, only that he worked at the Berry mining outfit up here just below Miller House.
Mm-hmm.
He worked there for a number of years. That's about all I know. All I know is he worked there.
Mm-hmm. I
didn't go with him, though. We stayed here in Circle.
While
that's
he
right.
went and
got yeah,
a job?
Yeah, because we had to help the older boys and my mom do a lot of fishing and stuff while he was away.
Mm-hmm.